Welcome in. We've got another Locked On College Basketball bracket breakdown. Matt Sheehan in from Locked On Spartans. Last time we talked, you were very happy. Today, not so much. Heartbreaker is, I don't even know if it covers it for you, because I was saying I didn't have any investment in this game and it was emotionally draining. So I can imagine for you, this was really difficult. What's the hardest part about it? Is it the fact you feel like you could have won, or did you have issues? Yeah, I mean, that has to be it.
Yeah, because look, like Michigan State played a pretty good game, and pretty good games usually win a lot of times. Unfortunately, we ran into a team that just outright played a great game. I said this, on Twitter earlier, but it felt like we were watching a Disney movie, but we were the villain. Like, it's a Disney original special on a undersized point guard who came back home, who had a half, but came back, beat his team in overtime, beat the odds. Like, it truly felt like we were just on the wrong end of a Disney film, because everything worked out for Kansas State. And look, that's not to say that Michigan State didn't have their chances. Make one more free throw at the end of the game. You think one free throw would be important at the end of a game that goes to overtime? It is. So, but again, like overall though, like the kids played great. One guy that missed a free throw, Joey Hauser, can't be going crazy at him too much. Like, he had a pretty good game overall. Malik Hall's another guy that had a missed free throw as well. But I know that he is going to be the guy to blame for a lot of State fans, because he was at the wrong place for a lot of these plays down the stretch. Could have grabbed that ball at the end of overtime. But again, like, everyone in the arena thought that it was an air ball. Of course, he's going to let it go out of bounds. He got caught in some action there off that inbound play for Masood. Of course, the guy that, you know, just absolutely killed Michigan State, because that's what, you know, us Spartan basketball fans are used to. Other random guys just killing Michigan State. He was caught up in the wrong play there and had to see this guy splash another play home. And the last play at the end was wacky, did not work. But again, I can't just draw it up to one play here. You had opportunities to win it at the end, but then again, like, MSU did a really good job of putting themselves in contention at the end there. So, like, that's what hurts, is that MSU played really, really good. Really, really good. Maybe, and like, 8.5 out of 10. But Kansas State played it. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. They did it at the end, too, because what I was going to say is, like, it definitely got really to close to that point where it was out of hand, but they really would battle back and get themselves in this. And it turned into, at the end, almost whoever had the ball last is how it felt like.
Yep.
And I don't want to go too much into that last play. Obviously, I'm sure you'll get into this on
your podcast. Yeah, right. But, we will.
A lot of it is just like, is it worse because they got to this point that you kind of get your hopes up, or are you like happy with what they were able to do in the tournament, you know, because of some of the inconsistency problems?
100%. Yeah. Like, look, you get the draw that you do once you beat Marquette, and it's a Kansas State team who's obviously very good, a Tennessee team on the other side that's very good, and even Florida Atlantic is solid. Yeah. But it's not like you got to go against a Bama or a Houston, for example, or like a UCLA or a Gonzaga buzzsaw. Like, this was the most winnable region. And by the way, Michigan State played in those first two games of the tournament. Like, yeah, you're thinking, all right, got the guy that is, what, 10 and 14 in Sweet 16 games. He has been to 8 Final Fours. He is the most experienced coach here by far. Yeah, like, odds don't say we're going to go to the Final Four, but that is definitely an outcome that is likely to happen. And yeah, Izzo coached a pretty good game. The one knock I do have, though, is that Marquise Noel played outstanding. He was outrageously good. And he talked about that he can drive, and then when the help defense comes, okay, well, that means someone's going to be open under the hoop. And he found him, not most of the time,
every single time.
And it's like, how can I, an idiot from my couch with just a little podcast, know that's going to happen all the time? And whatever. I mean, I can't be too hard on him, because Elizabeth brought us a lot of greatness and he got us to this place anyway. So it is what it is. I'm doing a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking, a lot of hindsight, which is, what we're good for is host of talk shows. But like, that's one thing that bothered me. It's like, you didn't know that that's what Kansas State does. That is their blueprint, and we saw it for 45 minutes today. 45 minutes.
Yeah, 19 assists was an NCAA record. Like, absolutely out of this world. But it took every point and every assist he had to get that win over Michigan State. I'll try to end a little positively. Looking forward, obviously, they were able to make the Sweet 16 here for the first time in a little bit. What do you hope to see from the team next year?
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing, because we do have a really good recruiting class coming in, although I am a little more reluctant to just trust a crop of freshmen more than maybe a lot of other people. Mm. But it's going to be a waiting game to see who comes back this offseason. Like, will Tyson Walker come back? He's got another year of eligibility. Joey Hauser, he's probably not coming back, although we'd really love a 45% shooter from three, but he's all but said he's not coming back. But look, and if A.J. Hogard comes back, that's awesome. Jaden Akins come back, great. And I say this because you can never say with 100% certainty that a kid's coming back. Like, right. Most likely, are they? Sure, yeah, of course. But with that said, like, you do have a good veteran crop, especially of wing players. And the wing players got MSU to the Sweet 16. You're introducing a nice crop of freshmen. Hopefully the freshmen this year grow up a little bit. And, yeah, I think overall this season, though, MSU did take a step back forward. I mean, we're used to, like, being a blue blood, being great. And it's really weird. And this is going to cause, you know, a lot of disagreement here, to a successful season for Michigan State. But look, they were to start the season outside the top 25. They really had a lot of adversity on and off the court during the season. And they got back to the Sweet 16, which was a knock on Izzo for the last, what, three tournaments. So yeah, if there's any silver lining, is that, hey, next year is looking good. But then again, Kai, heartbreak can also happen again next year. I mean, this is March Madness after all. So, like, yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Let's just live in that win over Marquette. That was huge. Yeah. I feel like that's how I will remember Matt Sheehan. It's just a happy version of you.
Yeah, I used to be happy. Yep, that's right. But now I got to just turn the page to Detroit Tigers baseball, a team that's going to lose 112 games, and then a football team that's coming off a really good season too. So
we're going to let you be alone with your thoughts. I know you need to.
No, no, please don't. Please don't let me. No, it's fine.
Everyone check into Locked On Spartans. You'll get a recap of all of the fun stuff with Matt. And then, of course, Locked On College Basketball is all your bracket breakdown stuff. This is all part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks a lot, Kai. Appreciate it.